Hot 91, it is Sam and Ash at 7:21, and the Storm play the Tigers this Saturday night at Sunshine Coast Stadium. Don't forget to get your tickets at ticketek.com.au. But right now, we're very excited about our next guest. He's such a lovely man.
Do you know, I'm going to say, and after meeting quite a bunch over the last 7 years doing this with you, this guy would probably be one of the nicest men in media, entertainment, and Australian TV.
Oh, 100%. Mm. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
If not my favourite.
Well, I know he's your favourite. You're biased, though.
His name's Mark Beretta. OAM.
Yeah, I'm glad you put that in.
Yeah. Hello, Brett. How are you, mate?
Good day, Ash. Good day, Seth. I'll tell you what, the OAM was nice, but that introduction is probably the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me, so thanks for that.
Stop it.
Mate, we go way back, and I love you, from water skiing through your telly days and all the rest of it, and we're so excited that you call the coast home a lot of the time of the year when you get up here. Obviously, Noosa Tri's coming up, and you're a fan of that.
Fantastic.
But it's one of those things, mate, that we feel like we're family, and when you come up here...
wouldn't have it any other way, and... Unfortunately, work's down here, but gosh, I love it up there. I was actually up for the Noosa Tigers a couple of weeks ago, which was great.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody I know is looking forward to Noosa Tri this year. So
bring
it on. And watching Ash just the swim again, I always look forward to that every year.
Yes, well, and you know what? She's having a crack at the 10K run this year as well, Brett.
Oh, I know. I don't know how I feel about that, Brett. Yeah, exactly. Hold on, there was some time ago that we were talking about doing a bit of a relay leg that you, Megan, Nay, and myself were going to do the swim. Do you reckon that's on the cards this year? Do you reckon we should give it a go?
I reckon we should have, Friday night, the 1K. I reckon the three of us have a crack.
Okay.
If you two are prepared to wait for me, I'll do it.
It's a done deal.
Now, mate, you're wanting to talk about the supercars that's happening in Darwin this weekend. What's going on there?
Oh, it's massive. Middle point of the season, 24th year we've been racing in Darwin. Darwin, you know, when people go to Darwin, they say they go Troppo. I think the race car drivers go Troppo as well because there's always crazy action on the track. Something happens. And at the midway point of the season, you know, everything's on the line. Shane Van Gisbergen's out in front, but it's Jamie Wincup's last year. He's sitting in second in the championship. He's hanging in there. You've got Chaz Mostert sitting in third. He wants it, obviously, desperately as well. So, you know, the battle's awesome. And just going to Darwin at this time of the year, when it's a bit cooler where we are, it's sort of it's just lovely up there in Darwin. And we always have a good time. We always, maybe we have a few big nights out as well. So it's a good round.
Hey, dude, you got to do what you got to do, right? Because the other thing is that you're such a busy man at the moment because you're also off to Tokyo with Channel 7, obviously doing the Olympics. So what's the go there? Because there's a whole quarantine process, I'm assuming, afterwards as well. How many Olympics is this for you?
This will be number 11, would you believe, summer and winter.
So, wow.
I mean, you know, I always thought, and you know how important Olympics are, you guys. And
yeah.
I just thought if I ever got to one, would be awesome. And
totally.
I look back now and think this will be number 11. I'm blown away. But it still feels like the first one. And I get as excited as the athletes do. I just love it. And to see people have their moment and have their success.
Yeah.
Like we found it overnight that Kate Campbell will go to her fourth Olympic Games. And just the excitement from her overnight, explaining that to people. You know, she's excited now as she probably more so than she was when she went to her first. But, you know, just such a magic time.
It's
going to be tricky, no doubt about it. But, you know, getting around and getting things done, we're very limited in what we can do. I'm allowed to go from the hotel to our broadcast position at the stadium, and that's pretty much it at this stage. So it'll be pretty limited. But we're making plans around that. We're putting technology, more technology into the village so we can talk to the athletes direct from the village. More in the mixed zone, so straight after they compete, we'll have new technology in there so we can talk to them there. So at home it should look better than ever, but, you know, it's got its challenges for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it is huge. You're right. The Olympics is the pinnacle of sport in many, many ways. We're very excited for Kate Campbell, and we were speaking to Emily Seebohm just the other day, who also has made her fourth Olympics, which is remarkable. You've made 11. We need to know what kind of performance enhancements are you using to get to 11 Olympics, Mark Beretta?
Sam, everything I can get my hands on.
Yes, boy. Hey, Brett, last question. Okay, favourite Olympics so far?
Ooh. Oh, without a doubt, Sydney 2000. It's just got to be, you know. And so many great moments, so much Australian success. But beyond all of that, what the Olympics were really about, heart and soul in Sydney, was the spirit of the people. You know, from the volunteers to the crowds, everyone had such a good time. And it left such a good feeling in Sydney. And I can't wait for 2032 for that feeling to be in Southeast Queensland.
Yeah.
From the Gold Coast to Brisbane, for the sunny coast. You know, you just, this is going to be, I hand on my heart, I can see this being the greatest Olympic Games ever because it'll just have that
magic
spirit. You know, Queenslanders are so excited about it. Queenslanders love their sport. They love their athletes. They especially love their swimmers, as we know. So just bring it on. When are we? 21st of July, just over, almost a month away from getting the announcement. And it'll be locked in, and the focus is, and it gives us all something to look forward to.
Exactly.
It is exciting, mate. Well, thank you so much for your time, Mark Barretta, Channel 7. All the very best, and enjoy the supercars this weekend in Darwin.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
All right, see you, legend.
Yoohoo! VCU, low rate, high.